From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guests on today's field trip are Bay Area actors Alona Bach and Paul Stout. Despite having only recently graduated from Berkeley High, Alona Bach has been seen in more than a dozen theater productions in the Bay Area in recent years, and she's currently enjoying what's known as a gap year before heading east to Harvard. Paul Stout likewise has appeared with numerous theater companies around the Bay Area. They're both currently starring in the Actors Ensemble of Berkeley production of Tom Stoppard's award-winning play Arcadia, a love story about past and present and the passion for knowledge, which has been cited by many critics as the finest play from the most significant contemporary playwright in the English language. The production opened last week at the Live Oak Theatre in Berkeley, where it continues through February the 18th. So please welcome to the field trip, first off, Miss Alona Bach. Alona, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on a terrific opening night. It was a full house and the audience loved you.
Thank you. It was nice to have a lot of people there and finally start working with the laughs in the play.
Yeah, did you have friends and your parents and people?
Not yet. My dad came the second night, and hopefully some people will come after, later.
Now, Tom Stoppard plays tend to be a bit dense and esoteric, if not downright challenging. Perhaps you could tell me a bit about your character, the 13-year-old Thomasina Coverley.
Oh, Thomasina. She is very, 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 very smart. She is a mathematical and scientific genius, and she is able to figure out that heat disperses, and she's able to come up with the second law of thermodynamics and understand chaos theory and attempt to prove Fermat's last theorem. And even though she's a total genius, she also has a side of her that's so passionate about life and love. So she's really an exciting character to explore, all around interesting and really full and rich. And then you get to see her grown up a few years later and see how she's changed and gotten smarter and gotten more adult in a few more ways than one.
Let's explain that. This play is set in two different eras. One is the early 19th century and the other is the present, right?
Right.
You play the characters in the 19th century. You're in the 19th century part of the show.
Yes.
But then in a certain part of the show, those characters kind of come together.
Right. In the seventh scene, there's sort of a parallel universe, so to speak, going on, where as you're watching things happen in the 1812 period, things are happening simultaneously on stage in the modern period, and all of the loose threads that you've been trying to gather over the course of the show come together, and it ends up with both periods on stage experiencing things kind of at the same time, kind of not.
What did the director, Robert Estes, tell you about the character and sort of what the play was all about?
Well, he, first off, one of his favorite things to say about this play is that that Tom Stoppard was in love when he wrote this, and he was really interested in seeing how that is expressed over the course of the play through the language and through the action. And he also was very interested in the depth of this play, because there are so many layers to explore and to reveal. And so he, over the rehearsal process, was interested in finding all of those layers and exposing them or hiding them. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
It's hard to explain a Tom Stoppard play, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's very difficult.
We'll just hope people will go see it. Let me ask you this. You have the first words in the show, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And you're puzzled. You want to ask a question, and you're not sure exactly how to approach it.
Right.
Tell me about that.
Well, the first thing I say is, Septimus, what is carnal embrace? Which is a very lovely way to start off a play. And he kind of avoids the question at first, but Thomasina is too quick for him and eventually realizes, and it becomes a joke in the first scene later on when she's outwitting her mother a little bit.
She does. You do it beautifully, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a delightful job. Listen, let me ask you this. You're going to Harvard. Are you going to go to their acting program there?
Well, I'm not. As of right now, they don't have a theater major for undergrads. So, but they were talking about maybe, but I don't really know what I'm going to do. I was thinking I'm a super big Latin nerd. So I was thinking of studying classics there and pursuing theater on the side. But I really don't know.
I see. I know they do have a program there.
Right. I think there's ART.
That's the one,
that
ART.
That does a joint program with the MFA students. Yeah.
Not interested in that one?
Well, I might be later on. I think I have to get through undergrad first. Oh, that seems so strange to say. I just finished high school. but, yeah, I have no idea what...
It's fantastic. It's, you know, it's that expression, tomorrow's the first day of the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, very much so.
So until you go off to do that, what are you going to be doing?
Well, this year, as you said, I'm taking a gap year, which has been so amazing because I finally have gotten to spend time doing things outside of school and really exploring the community. And right now I'm teaching at some places. Erin Bregman, who's a local playwright, started a children's opera company in San Francisco called Little Opera, and I'm teaching there. And the kids are writing their own opera, which is amazing. So much fun to watch, and they're really, really fun. And I've been TAing at ACT, and, oh, yes, and I started a nonprofit this year called Up Next, which is a Bay Area teen theater-going initiative. So we're trying to... Because I spent, like, the past 4 years of high school being the youngest one in the audience, which was so awkward at times. So I really wanted to be able to show my friends all the cool theater that was going on in the Bay Area. So with a group of other teens, we started Up Next, and we're trying to get more teenagers in the Bay Area to be able to access all of the exciting theater that's going on.
Well, that's great. You got a website, or where can people find out about it?
Yes, we do have a website. It's UpNextTeens, all one word, .org. And we're also pretty active on Facebook, Twitter, the social networking sites, although I'm kind of super bad at that. But I'm working on it. Yeah, so that's where you can find us.
Well, that's great. Alona, you're a wonderful young actress and a delight to talk to. I'm sure your parents are very proud of you, and I just wish you all the success in the world, and I hope that down the road we can chat again when you're being even more successful in something else.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's great talking to you today.
You too.
All right, that's Alona Bach, everybody. Now, also in this wonderful production of Arcadia is Paul Stout. Paul has appeared with numerous theater companies around the Bay Area. You may have seen him as Hortensio in The Taming of the Shrew at Marin Shakespeare Company, or as Versace in The Underpants at Custom Made Theater. In this production of Arcadia, Paul Stout is appearing in the role of Septimus Hodge. And Paul, welcome to the field trip.
Thank you for having me, Mitchell. Nice to hear you.
My pleasure. You guys did a great job the other night. Tell me a bit about Septimus Hodge. Who is this guy?
Well, he's the tutor in an upper-class family, a compatriot of Lord Byron, obviously very intelligent, and is a bit of a cad and a ladies' man himself, who's in love with his own wit and wisdom, as many of the intelligentsia of that time were.
Yeah.
How's that for an overview?
Yeah, that's a good one. He likes the ladies, too.
He likes the ladies, oh yeah.
And they like him?
He seems to do fairly well, yes. I'm very pleased.
Is this a role that you've known about and been interested in playing?
You know, it's a play I've known. I didn't expect this particular role, but I enjoy all of Stopper's work, and so I was very pleased and challenged by the opportunity to tackle Septimus. So the language is difficult, and it's such a dense script that we had to uncover, as the process of the play does. There's so many layers of the characters to uncover as we work through it. So it was kind of a group effort of peeling back the layers of the onion and kind of discovering bits and pieces all the way through. So definitely collaborative in that regard. There are many paradoxes, which as an actor, you can't really play a paradox, but I think you have to be aware of whether your character is aware of the paradox. So
sure.
You can make choices accordingly.
How was the experience over at Marin Shakes doing Hortensio in Taming of the Shrew?
Yes, that was a great experience 2 years ago. That was quite a bit of fun. I enjoyed working there very much.
Yeah, I saw the show, and I've had a number of people on from Marin Shakes, and they do a wonderful job. Great local company.
They do fine work there.
Do you find yourself drawn to the comedic roles, Paul?
It varies. I take what I get, but
sure.
I've certainly done both.
Have you? You played a bad guy?
Perhaps not recently.
You don't have the bad guy look to me. You have the nice guy look.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's the blonde hair.
Maybe that's what gives it away. I get quirky, certainly.
What's it like in the Bay Area, being an actor and auditioning and going to different companies and putting yourself out there? Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I'm relatively new to the Bay. I've been here 3 years. But one of the, ironically, where I met Robert and where I met a lot of people is through doing stage readings. Subterranean Shakespeare in Berkeley did a series of them, of the Shakespeare canon. And that was a great opportunity for me to meet a number of other actors and find out what they were doing and where to audition and so forth. So I use that as a bit of a springboard. And then just showing up and doing the auditions and not getting too frustrated. You have to kind of stay diligent on it and try and get to every company.
Any companies that you'd like to work with?
Oh, there's many that I haven't worked with yet that I'd love to work with. Certainly some of the bigger houses. Those are the obvious ones. But there's one of the joys of the Bay Area is there's so much diversity in theater and in the companies. There's a lot of really fine small theaters that I'm always trying to tag on to.
That's absolutely true. I interview tons of people from the small companies around, and lots of good actors, too. It must have been a joy to work with Alona.
It's a complete joy to work with her. As I was waiting for your call, I was just kind of ruminating on the fact that with the Latin and the math and all the intellectual properties of this show, how much the student was really the tutor in this case. And she is so bright and knows that so much better than I do.
She's very bright. You know, she was wonderful. You guys have the first scene in the show, and I asked her about that. She's trying to cajole you into telling her what carnal experiences are. That's kind of a funny scene.
It's a strong way to start a show, I think.
I think so, too. I think the two of you just handled it beautifully.
Well, thank you.
Well, I know the audience loved it. You had a full house. It was a great evening of theater. And, you know, I can tell my audience, for an interesting evening of theater, I suggest that you go to see Tom Stoppard's Arcadia, directed by Robert Estes and performed by the Actors Ensemble of Berkeley. It's playing through February 18th at the Live Oak Theater in Berkeley, California. For more information and tickets, you can go to www.aeoberkeley.org. Paul, I thank you very much for taking us on a field trip today. Continued success to you, and have a wonderful show.
Thank you very much for your support.
Thanks. That's Alona Bach and Paul Stout, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, well, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.